Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5-738-0-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here with us, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Julian is here, and he wants to talk about the Bengals, which is good because no one wants to talk about the 49ers. What's going on, Julian?
Why you always got to throw slugs in my boy?
Because you're always talking about that crappy team nobody cares about.
I haven't talked about the 49ers to you guys in a long time.
Because I shut that down. Because I shut that down. That's why.
Hey, Dale, bang, bang, Niner game. So the first rounder the and worst. Second rounder of the Bengals have not signed. The first rounder, I believe he wants a higher percentage to match Booker from the Cowboys. And then the second rounder, he wants it fully guaranteed like your boy Jaden. Jalen, Jay, whoever, you know, y'all got 75,000 of them. But the second rounder also mentioned something about the waiver, the injury waiver, that the Bengals are the only team that only covers certain criteria. Do you guys know any more about that? I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a good day.
So Shamar Stewart is the first rounder in question, the Aggie, and there is a disagreement on percentage of money paid as training camp roster bonuses. So that's why he's not in camp. As far as the second rounder, I'm not sure where that is, but are the Bengals being cheap? Is that surprising? No.
Not in the least.
Not at all.
Not in the least.
They're like, hey, we just had to pay T and Jamar. We got to save someplace else. And if it happens to do with the two guys we're supposed to get excited about joining the Bengals, like, which is the exact opposite of what the Texans did. You talked about it last week, how the Texans gave Higgins fully guaranteed because it's maybe to get some goodwill. The Bengals are like, screw goodwill. We don't care about goodwill. We're going to try to win this negotiating battle with these two guys who we want to perform this year. I don't know. I don't know the particulars of the second round pick. I just know that Shamar Stewart ain't happy with how they're trying to get the money up front that they're discussing. He wants more of it. The Bengals want to give him less of it.
The Bengals always want to give less of it. That's what the Bengals do. It's the Bengals being Bengals. After that start, they were really dangerous. Everybody was thrilled they didn't make the playoffs. Well, all the teams that made the playoffs were thrilled they didn't make it.
Yeah.
Because they were playing good football.
Then it wound up being the Broncos, and the Broncos got drilled. The training camp roster bonus has become a device for putting a sizable chunk of the player's pay in his pockets in future years. Early in the season, in this case, the numbers offered by the Bengals reflected a lower percentage than the 17th overall pick received in 2024. So his agent knows what the 17th pick last year got, and the Bengals aren't matching that. So now we got a problem.
No, we got, yeah, as well we should. Bengals, stop being cheap. Oh, my God. Now, I'd say that. And then they went out and paid.
They got to cut costs someplace.
Yeah. Right. Whatever happened with Trey?
Trey who? Hendrickson? Yeah. Is he still out there?
You know what? That stopped. That noise stopped. Did they pay him? Did they end up ever paying him?
No.
No.
There's still questions about that.
No. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, of course there is. There's question about it. And probably pissed off Jamar as much as they could and then gave him all that money.
Did the same with T and gave him the money,
yep,
too.
Yep. Well, Joe, you know what? They're going to be dangerous. Although, they won't see if they can stop anybody. That's the question. They can't. They couldn't stop anybody last year. Early, nobody. So that was bad.
See, JLP, you know the deal. He says years ago when 1560 was still a thing, he got a free pie from Pizza King for wearing a 1560.
Who
shirt.
Did?
JLP.
Oh yeah,
he got one for wearing a 1560 shirt right in there. Hey, you want a free pie? You can have one for being a supporter of the station.
It'd be nice if they brought it here.
It's a long way.
I don't care.
You do care.
You do it every day. Joe does it every day.
I don't bring food with me.
Well, bring it. I mean, why can't you bring food?
Look, I was a pizza delivery driver. I'm not sure how technology has changed.
You were
but I'm
carny, right?
Okay, sure. But I also deliver pizzas. I'm not sure how the technology has changed, but the bag I got to keep the pizzas in wasn't going to keep it warm for an hour. I'm just saying. It wasn't going to keep it warm for an hour. I'm just not sure that you're looking for the lukewarm pizza when it gets here.
I don't care about lukewarm pizza.
And they're not open.
Lukewarm pizza is good.
And they're not open before like 11 anyway. So what are they going to do? Go in and bring one pizza to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why you specifically?
Bring the pizza. Let's go.
For you and you alone.
Have we seen anything like Aaron Judge this year? I mean, have we experienced anything like what Aaron Judge is doing right now?
I mean, the 409, the 14 homers, that stuff. No. When's the last time?
We're in May. When was the last time a guy was up over 400 with this kind of power?
And this deep into the season?
Yeah. Was Arias, was he around 400? I think he was, but he doesn't hit nearly.
He's got no power.
He had no power.
It's probably Bonds last time we saw this. Bonds, Griffey, McGuire.
This is something. We're watching something that this year, right now, what Aaron Judge is doing. I mean, that you're putting Shohei Ohtani in the background is Ohtani had a bit of a slow start. He's hitting over 300 now, but he had a bit of a slow start.
He taunted, was it Yuli? Who did he taunt?
Oh, it was Lourdes.
Yeah. Yuli's brother. The other Gurriel. Lourdes hit a big home run and celebrated, and Ohtani responded with one of his own and did the exact same celebration.
Did he?
Yeah.
I love that. Shohei showing him. I mean, and... Well, there, it's all you do is, I mean.
What's that? You bow?
You bow.
I don't know. I've seen Japanese players get pretty excited after hitting home
runs. No. You bow to your opponent.
I don't know if it's always just bowing to your opponent.
It's never about yourself.
I don't know if they're taunting like a taunt, Shohei did.
A taunt there is like dropping your bat from here instead of putting it on the ground.
Now you've got me going to Google Japanese home run celebrations to see if you're right on that.
They don't do that.
I'm going to look.
Okay.
Let's just see what happens when a Japanese player in Japan hits a home run.
If you do something that embarrasses, you got to.
What? What happens to him, John? Go ahead. Finish your sentence.
I'm just saying.
Are you going to make a reference to what happens in Shogun? Oh, I didn't know that was. I guess I should have known. That's on me for not knowing.
Yeah, it's on you. Yeah. The whole thing is on you. If you want to know. David, do you go to that? David goes to the chicken pickle. Let's. Well,
Hello, boys.
Hello. Hey, now.
Oh no, not this, David.
Hold yes. David, did you? You go to the chicken pickle?
I did. So you know, I relaced baseball gloves. And I had a raffle at League City opening day Little League because I worked out there. And the general manager, I believe, the kitchen, happened to win it. So I was like, well, I'll go drop it off to you. I've never been there. The food is delicious. I don't play pickleball, but the food is amazing. And so it's worth a try if you want to eat, but it is kind of packed. There's always people there. And as far as Uncle Freddie and LSA, I want them to win too because I relaced a lot of their baseball gloves as well. And those guys are really good. So, Uncle Freddie, I'm on your team with this. And anybody else that needs their gloves relaced, holler at me.
Oh, my
God. Love you guys.
Well, you want to do a commercial?
He didn't give the name of his company. So.
That's David. What's his Twitter handle?
Is it at Reggie Palmer? Is that the one? Or does he have, does he have a regular one?
That's not David, send me. I forget what your. We'll put it out there. I don't care. And there's
clearly
no payola involved. I'm not even going to get one of Mike Love's relays.
My scenario wasn't payola either. The definition is it's generally about radio company, radio and music companies, and whether you'll play their song,
right?
But you have to disclose why you're playing it if they pay you.
But if they pay you,
you have to disclose it. Well, okay, this music company paid me, and that's why we're playing the song. I announced I got a free pizza. That's why I'm missing them. So it's not payola. Sorry, your allegations are false.
Well, I haven't gotten any relaced gloves. So what is it? I got to find it. And we'll put it out there if you have, because there might be some people right now that are like, hey, I need my glove relaced. How am I going to get my it's laced up? And David does that. That's what David does.
From what I've learned from at least the people here, beyond me and Joe, no one's looking to go down 45 South.
Nobody? No, it's too far?
Yeah.
It's too much?
If David's in League City, he's worth it. I just don't know how many people want to make that trip. This is what I've learned from working here. 45, you just called 45 South one of the worst freeways of all time.
Oh, my God.
Or 45, period.
45 is just the worst. The worst. I think it's the worst in the city. First of all, the holes in it and the bump, but it's always.
How far south busy. Do you travel on 45? When's the last time
you went? I go to Galveston. What do you mean?
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how far south you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty far.
That's really far.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's only 45 minutes to an hour. That's all. You got to go in. Your whole thing is you got to go into League City, right?
Yeah, but it's no problem during the time I leave work.
How many times do you have an issue at 6 in the morning with 45?
Well, coming in is the problem. Driving home, there's no issue. But, yeah, you're always worried.
You don't go through downtown, though. If you go around downtown, you're going to have an issue.
No, I don't do that.
No, you go around 610.
No, actually, I go through 59. I take 59
here. 59 to downtown?
In the morning, 59 is the easy part. 45 is the issue.
No. I'm talking about going home.
No. Oh, yeah. I take 610 going home.
610 going home.
Yeah. I take 59 coming in, though.
Yes. Right. No. You can take 59 coming in, but not.
Not going home.
No. Not going
home. What am I, crazy?
You know, what are you, nuts? Have you lost your mind? 915 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 915 here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, I'm talking about my man, Kent Jones. And here's what I'm going to tell you about Kent Jones. Dream Rate Mortgage. The man has the hacks, okay? He knows the different ways that will save you, literally. Not over the life of a 30-year mortgage. Literally, he has saved. I can't guarantee that he's going to do this, but he has literally saved thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Over 30 years of doing this, I can't tell you how many times, how many thousands of dollars this guy has saved people at closing, not over the life. Now, over the life, he saves you as well. But he's got all the hacks. He knows all the deals. He knows how to get you into it's not only just he's going to not only is he going to do his job, but he's going to connect you with the best wholesale lenders. If you need an insurance agent, a survey, title company, all of these things that you need, okay? And all of these different ways that they, you know, oh, here's this fee, that fee. He knows the hacks of how to get out of these fees, okay? He can even hook you up with a buyer's agent that will rebate part of their commission. So if you're somebody, especially you first-time home buyers, you don't know what you're doing, let Kent Jones guide you and get you the best mortgage he can possibly get. He's the ultimate mortgage hookup, and he knows all the hacks. He's going to show you how to shop, save thousands. He has saved thousands for our listeners already. All right. Dream Rate Mortgage. Dream Rate Mortgage is the way to go. 975 Loans. 975loans.com. That's 975loans.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Give us a call, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Would you like to give David his props? Because he's responded with what is...
What is it?
It's called Tender Glove and Care. It's not a bad name. Tender Glove and Care. It's pretty good, David.
So corny.
Hey, that's pretty good. Come on.
Okay, what's his tender...
Tender Glove and Care is the name of his...
At what? What's his...
Company name.
I forget his...
His actual Twitter handle is at DJLockdown365.
DJ Lockdown, that's right.
Yeah.
DJ Lockdown.
And then he also has an account for Tender Glove and Care. But if you just type that in, it's an Alvin. You'll be able to find it. And... he does a good job with gloves.
Yeah. Well, he does. He's a good person. David's a good, you know, he lies to us sometimes about.
Mockingdales?
The Mockingdales. He has a voice that we shouldn't.
He has a different Reggie, alter ego.
He has a Reggie thing going on.
Reggie Palmer, yes.
Yeah. It's,
but the real guy who's who's been a
maybe a little offensive to people,
long-time listener, has come to parties, brought his kid with him as well. His kid is a really good baseball player. Tender glove and care if you need any help relacing gloves.
DJ Lockdown 365.
Yes.
At DJ Lockdown 365 if you need your glove laced, relaced. I mean, gloves are expensive. Gloves are expensive.
And it looks like he does more. He probably conditions them and all that stuff. So take a look if you need help with your glove.
Speaking of pizza delivery guy, rest in peace, Derek Carr.
What?
Derek Carr retired from the NFL this weekend.
Yeah, he's not dead.
I don't
dead.
Think he's going to.
Are you thinking that's his new profession?
Yeah, right.
You don't think he's made enough money or he has to now deliver pizzas? Trust me, it's a real come down. I remember. Maybe they make a little bit more than I did, but I don't think he's going to need to do that.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have to.
I hope he's been good with his money, though. Could you imagine Derek Carr rolling up to your door with the pizza?
With the pizza.
Hey, weren't you pissing me off throwing picks for the Saints just last year? And now my pizza's late.
So I have a feeling Derek's going to be okay.
I hope there's a real football nerd who goes, hey, you're late on the comeback like you're late in this delivery.
Yeah. Oh, see? Do you get your free pizza because he took him over 30 minutes?
Maybe. Derek Carr retires. There was the conversation about, what was it, a shoulder injury? We didn't exactly know what the deal was. That news broke, and then it turns out he won't be playing football anymore. Well, when did he get drafted? Was he back in the aughts? Nah, I hadn't been around that long. When did Derek Carr, like the
12?
Yeah, early, right? He had that one MVP-type year. Until he like broke himself, and then the Texans benefited from it, and he hasn't really been that type of player since. And that was early in his career.
I was looking at Warren, the football guy,
Warren Sharp.
He put out Tyler Shuck's stats.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And Tyler Shuck is their guy. He can't beat Spencer Rattler out, can he?
I don't know. Spencer Rattler's not good. He wasn't good last year.
No. Boy, what a situation. What a situation they have and the Browns have. How can you get to a point where it's such an important position, the most important position in all of sports, and you are in such an horrific place?
Well, they refuse the bottom out. They've always decided, well, particularly since Drew Brees left, that they weren't going to be bad. So they kept looking for stopgaps, and they weren't in a real position. They were just good enough not to ever be in a real position, and then they weren't aggressive enough to get into a spot where they could draft a young quarterback. So they were stuck with the Derek Carrs of the world and drafted mid-round picks, and that's why you have Spencer Rattler on the roster. And Saints fans were hoping and praying that they would draft Shedeur Sanders. Now we'll find out if they were wrong to pass on him several times like everyone else did. They wound up with Tyler Shuck.
You know, I couldn't believe the Falcons draft last year after you just signed Kirk Cousins. But look what they did. I mean, how smart was it now? You spent a first round, and everybody was like, well, maybe, but, well, is the argument, well, maybe Kirk Cousins would have succeeded if they actually got him some help as opposed to a quarterback with the 8th overall pick. Maybe he would have been a little bit better, but he was bad. He was bad, period. So now you're not in a situation where you think you might be okay.
Yeah, Michael Penix had a couple games late to get them in the playoffs. I mean, he didn't perform terribly. It's just young quarterback didn't perform to his best, but they were in a spot with him at quarterback to make the playoffs. Just didn't work out for him. My issue was different from everyone else's. I didn't think the problem was drafting Michael Penix. My problem was if the Vikings decided to get off of Kirk Cousins – off that treadmill. I know you're looking for any relevance, Falcons, but why pay Kirk Cousins that type of money to play for you? The Vikings, who you could say are in a very similar position, decided he can only take us so far. So you want to reach the level where you can't get past the first round of playoffs?
Well, there's a little more to it, though. He was coming off injury, too.
No, I understand, but Kirk Cousins, as a healthy quarterback, didn't succeed at the highest level for the Vikings, and they decided, you know what, we're going to move on. And, of course, they didn't get their dream because McCarthy got hurt and Sam Darnold played better than they thought. But if I'm the Falcons, you know what this guy is.
Yeah, but
why are you paying him?
You were in quarterback hell.
And then you – I understand the scenario.
And there was no reason to believe that Kirk Cousins was going to fall off the way that he did last year.
I understand
the
scenario.
So you were going to get competent quarterback play as opposed to what you had been getting.
But you didn't give him money to play competently. That money suggests he's supposed to raise you to a level where you're a good football
you
team.
You hope that he came back. Kirk Cousins was going to find a job, and he was going to find a lot of money in the NFL. He's been a successful quarterback.
But the Falcons, but you don't have to be the team that does. I'm not saying, I understand someone was going to do it, but I wouldn't agree with any of them.
You wouldn't have?
No, you can do it.
If you were getting, you know, what they had gotten the last few years, you had to do something. You had to get somebody. And maybe Michael Penix was just the play, period. And instead of wasting all that money
on Kirk
Cousins.
I would have gone with Michael Penix. I wouldn't have paid Kirk Cousins. I mean, if we're doing the thing, and if, I would have preferred
someone. I mean, you just did a Desmond Ridder. Are you going to – I mean
– Desmond Ridder wasn't the first-round pick.
But you can't count on a young guy either. Not – you know what? The plan wasn't horrible. You got Kirk Cousins for a couple of years while Penix gets ready. It's not a bad deal, but now you had to rush because he was so bad.
If you are a
which I can't blame them for not seeing that coming.
If you're a first year coach, right? You don't have to deal with Kirk. If it was still Arthur Smith, I get doing the Kirk Cousins deal because you're trying to save your job. If you are Raheem Morris, who's the coach in Arizona? I mean Atlanta. Raheem Morris, right? If you're Raheem Morris, the only reason I would have done it for Raheem Morris because he dealt with bad quarterback play his first head coaching spin. So he was just trying to get off to a good start. I just would have tried to find someone who isn't named Kirk Cousins so you don't have to pay him.
This was Terry Fontenot's fourth year.
As a GM.
Yeah.
Well.
So, I mean, that's the guy making the call.
Yeah, their agenda's going back and forth. You're trying to keep your job. I just don't know if reaching a level of competence should have been the goal for the Falcons, considering what Kirk Cousins, and he's coming off an Achilles. That's the other thing. Yeah, you don't expect him to fall off, but he is an older player coming off an Achilles.
Look how well Aaron Rodgers bounced back.
Look how great that went for the Jets. Yeah.
Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Love the show. I was talking about a show I served 4 years in Japan, and their players, Yaming, and they go all out once they get in America, and they're established over there. They go out over there, and it's just crazy once they do it, because crazy. LeBron wasn't nothing over there. It was after I left, but to me, it was bigger with Yaming when I was serving.
That Yao was.
You were in Japan or China?
He's on hold now.
Japan.
You're in Japan.
But even in Japan, Yaming was it. I still got buddies that serve over there, and both ages, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's
it. I got buddies that still serve over there, and they still live over there, and it's just nuts over there. Like, their jerseys over there are so expensive. It's like $200 or something dollars just for a jersey.
Oh, yeah.
That plays here, too.
First of all, thank you for your service, Mike. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening to the show. And I had a buddy who went and played in Japan, and he said, it's like nothing. He said they practice baseball for like 6 hours, and then at the end they're doing sprints. And he's like, that's not how you practice baseball.
It is over
there. Nobody's running. We don't run.
You do over there.
We don't do 40-yard sprints. No, we don't do that.
If you missed it, that Mike's calling because we were discussing, it came up that Shohei celebrated a home run taunting another player who had celebrated the same way. And we were trying to figure out if that happened over in Japan. Not really. It's a lot of put your head down, run around the bases after you hit a home run. But yeah, Shohei, Yao, giant superstars in Asian countries, as you might imagine.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see a lot of showmanship in Japan. It's put your head down, go to work. That's all.
And run 40-yard dashes.
And do 40-yard dashes after a six-hour practice. He was like, what the bleep is this crap? We don't do that. We like to go play golf right after a 40-minute practice, spring training practice.
The Japanese players like Junction Boys. Why are you guys making a big deal with the Junction Boys? It's our entire professional lives. All we do is practice. If 6-hour practice plus running, they practice baseball more than they play it.
Yeah. No, absolutely they do. They are – it's what you might imagine in Japan.
Yeah.
It's regimented. Okay, 9:32. Taking a quick one, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5. Dell's making ridiculous trade proposals in here.
I just asked the question because John's vehemently against trading anyone for Cooper Flagg, and I gave him Anthony Edwards as an example. He goes, I don't know. Maybe not. 23-year-old Anthony Edwards, he wouldn't trade for Cooper Flagg.
Okay, but there's some caveats here.
What are the caveats?
One of them is if it's Washington, I don't want bad attitude Anthony Edwards because Anthony Edwards is getting a taste of winning now, and he's going to go to Washington.
Washington's not.
I'm Washington, I don't want it. I'd rather have Cooper.
With all these superstar trades, Washington's not just going to trade for Anthony Edwards and then put him with Keontae George and Sarr. What they would do is they would trade for Anthony Edwards and then build a team that's ready to win. They're not just going
to – Ready to win?
They're not going to plop
It took
him
Anthony Edwards a little while to get to here now.
But Anthony
Edwards – with a team like Washington and Minnesota, you think he wants a restart? You think he's going to have a good attitude?
When I said ready to win, they would trade for veterans to put around them. Not just going to stick them with all these guys who don't know how to play basketball on the NBA level. That's not how superstar trades work.
It takes a while. You're not just going to – okay, Anthony Edwards goes to Washington, now all of a sudden they start winning big? No.
Anthony Edwards at 23-year-old – 23-year-olds has
how
led
How long
them,
did it take him in Minnesota to win?
How long did it take him? It took him – they made the playoffs in, what, his second year? I have to look it up.
And Washington ain't making the playoffs right away.
John, this version of Washington wouldn't, but they wouldn't leave it like that. They would trade their young guy. If they were going all in on
Hold on. You're making the assumption that Washington's general manager can actually do something correctly. That's not an assumption I'm ready to make.
I'm making an assumption based off all the superstar trades I've ever seen because they don't just plop the superstar in with a bad team and go, let's go to work. They will go get veterans to put around them. Whether it works out or not, that's a different story. You were setting an example where it wouldn't work. I just asked you the question. Cooper Flagg for Anthony Edwards. Would you do it? Forget about Washington. Find a team you think it would work out with because you're vehemently against trading him for practically anyone. So I'm asking you, not an old guy, guy in his prime, 23 years old, are you trading
Cooper
for
Anthony Edwards? Edwards is a better player. Absolutely. And he's young. I'm not doing Giannis, though. I'm not doing Giannis. I'm not doing a 30-year-old that's got a three-year, $175 million deal. I'd much rather cultivate a Cooper Flagg, especially if I'm a bad team and I'm a bad organization. I'd rather have a guy that can be the face of my franchise that I'm going to have going forward. I'm not winning right away with Giannis. Giannis will hate it wherever he goes. He will hate it. Utah, in Charlotte, in Washington, he will hate it. And I don't want a disgruntled guy that's going to be there for 2 years and I lose out on Cooper Flagg for with his bird rights. I could have him forever. I'm not doing that.
Once again... When teams trade for superstars, they don't just plop them in with bad young players and say, hey, lead us.
Are bad organizations.
I'll give you an example. The Cavs were a bad organization when LeBron wasn't there. You know what they did? They got LeBron, and what they did, they immediately traded for veterans. They went and got Kevin Love. They got other players. That's how it would happen. I'm not saying it would lead to a title, but your scenario of plop a good player in with a bad roster, they don't do it because they know what your scenario would play out. The guy would be pissed off. He wouldn't want to be there. So you're setting up an extreme example where the GM would like, you know what? Yes, Giannis, you're here. We want you to lead Sarr and others to winning. That's not how it would play out.
Okay. Brooklyn. They go out and give up the world for James Harden. They add Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. They sucked.
They didn't suck. They got hurt. They sucked. They didn't suck. They were one of the best teams of basketball. They just could not stay healthy. They did not suck. It didn't work out for them because all those guys got hurt. But they did not suck when they were on the floor. Now, injuries you can't account for, and it happened, and it derailed that team. But when they were on the floor, people can touch them. They just were never on the floor.
You can get the best players, a great player, and still suck.
Nate, who,
the Philly, the 76ers sucked. You got Embiid, you got James Harden, and they sucked.
Once again, they did not suck. They got knocked out in the second round of the playoffs.
First round.
Like in the Celtics, was that the year they got knocked out in the first round, the second round?
Okay. The Clippers. Bad organization.
They don't suck as a team.
They lost in the first round.
That doesn't mean you suck, John. They don't suck. They lost to the Nuggets. They don't suck. That series went seven. That doesn't suck. They just lost to a team who's given OKC everything they want.
They suck.
They don't suck.
Phoenix, bring in Kevin Durant. Bring in Bradley Beal. Suck. Don't even make the playoffs.
That team sucks, but the other teams you named don't suck. That team does suck for multiple reasons.
I mean, it doesn't guarantee.
Nothing guarantees you anything. That's the point of the conversation.
But listen, we're talking about historically bad organizations: Washington, Charlotte, Utah's Utah. They're not going to do anything because nobody wants to go play there. But yeah, Anthony Edwards goes to Utah. Good
Anthony
luck.
Edwards went to Minnesota. What were they?
I know.
What were they?
Wants to get away from that crap.
Apparently, I don't know. He seems having a good time on and off the floor. It seems to be the case. But Minnesota, you do this all the time with coaches. When I say this team can never win a title, you go, well, what if the right coach? That's our college football discussion. If the right coach goes someplace,
college football is different.
Anthony Edwards drug Minnesota. Well, they were the number one. They had the number one pick for a reason. They sucked.
Great
and then
players
he got there.
Don't guarantee that you're going to be a great team.
Well, you're predicting Cooper Flagg is going to be a great player. He doesn't guarantee you
anything
either.
No, I'm predicting that Cooper Flagg is going to be a face of a franchise, somebody that you can build around.
Why are you predicting that?
That guys might want to go play with, okay?
He doesn't guarantee
because
you anything.
He actually is a facilitator on top of being a star.
It doesn't guarantee you anything. That's the argument you're having with me. Cooper Flagg going to Washington doesn't guarantee them being good.
You're taking a guess. Listen, but I've got Cooper Flagg trapped. Okay, first of all, I got him trapped. I don't have to pay him the big money that I have to pay in Anthony Edwards or a Giannis. Okay, he's trapped there for 5 years at least, and then I'll have his bird rights. And maybe if we can actually turn it around and start with a foundation, a really good top of the line rookie that we can start with. That we can build around. Maybe he'll like it, and maybe the organization can turn around.
So I want to point out the bad organization who wouldn't put players around Giannis is now going to put good players around Cooper.
No,
Washington. You said you wouldn't guarantee that the bad organization would put good players around Giannis for them to win. Why would you think that the bad organization is going to put good players around the young player?
Oh, well, they're still going to have more high draft picks. Maybe they'll actually pan out. Maybe they'll get a decent coach in there. Maybe look at what happened with the Rockets with one move, Ime, after having a bunch of good draft picks. Is Sarr really that bad? We don't know. He might be a good player. Maybe he doesn't have anybody that can help him be a good player.
Like Giannis?
Like Cooper Flagg. Look at what happened with our young guys. I mean, that is more of what can possibly happen for an organization is get you a good coach that's going to be able to lead these young guys. And I'm just not giving up on – I'm just not giving up a really top-of-the-line number one overall pick for an older guy. And I just don't know that Anthony Edwards is going to be – I just can't trust Anthony Edwards. I see him talking to fans, talking about how big his junk is, okay? All right? I just can't trust that that guy's going to be happy.
Not affected what he's done on the floor.
What if the Rockets won the lottery and Jokic demanded out of Denver? They just fired their coach. He's kind of a weird guy. Would you trade Jokic for Cooper for the Rockets? He's older, same thing, but it's Jokic. He's the best
30.
Player.
He's like, same age as Giannis.
He seems like he wants to go back to Serbia and just Jokic raise horses.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Is he? I mean, he might be. I don't know.
They got 3 years of Jokic versus 10 years of Cooper.
I don't know if I do it.
Really?
I really don't. I guess you would have to.
That's kind of how I feel about Giannis. Like, if you get the number one pick and Giannis wants to come here and sign an extension, I feel like you just have to do it.
If he signs an extension.
Yes.
He'd have to sign an extension. Absolutely.
He just wants to argue with me. That's what I said.
I know. It's.
He was quicker to agree with you than me.
Well, no. The Rockets are a different situation in Washington. Way different. He's talking about the Rockets doing it. That's a different
story.
And
I would continue to tell you, if Washington, for whatever reason, decided they wanted in, and Giannis said, I want to be in, they would tell him the plan. They're not just going to blindly trade for him and go, you know what? Maybe you'll lead us to 35 wins. That's not how it would work. That's because he would say no. You're right. He would be disgruntled.
That's right.
And he would say no. So they would have a plan in place. Say, hey, this is what we're going to add.
What plan for Washington?
They all have a plan. Whether it works or not, it's a different story. But they're not just going to sit there and go, lead our young guys. They're not going to do that.
I can't trust that organization. I can't trust that ownership.
But you would trust them to help Cooper Flagg win.
No. Cooper Flagg is, I told you, he's an indentured servant. He can't do anything about it. He's stuck. He's stuck there. Anthony Davis was stuck forever in New Orleans. Well, Orlando got, I mean,
he got out of there.
Powell, he's stuck.
Oh, you're not going to like this. Anthony Edwards. Brian Windhorst. The two teams to watch for Giannis, Spurs and Rockets.
Okay. I mean, not giving up Cooper Flagg because they don't have Cooper Flagg. I'm not opposed to getting Giannis. I'm not opposed to it.
When the trade stuff starts to come in and what is being asked for, if you're opposed or not, because it ain't going to be easy.
It ain't going to be easy is right. No, you're going to have to give up a lot. That's the one that changes, you know what, you're not running it back and you're not just adding on or finding out. What you're doing is you're changing your organization. That's what you're doing. Giannis, you're changing your organization because you're not going to have Alpi anymore. You're not having Jalen. You're not having Jabari. You're not having Tari. I mean, maybe you can hold on to Amen. Maybe. But, yeah, Giannis changes the deal, the whole deal. And I don't know. You guys want Giannis and give up on this?
As long as Amen Thompson's not included, yeah. He's the only guy that's untouchable for me. I would trade Alpi, Jalen, preferably not together. I know that's what the Ringer is suggesting, was to trade both of them for Giannis. But like, if you can move one of them,
The Athletic has you giving up the whole team, Amen included.
No, I'm not trading them. Amen Thompson.
And the question we've been debating off air and on as well, the TV is frozen, but they're having that discussion right now. Would a lottery team rather have Giannis or Flagg? And I say they would rather have Flagg because you're not going to, if you're not going to build around Giannis, there's no point in having him.
No, and I don't trust them to do it. I don't trust Washington to do anything right. They haven't done anything right ever. Why would we trust them to do it right now?
Weren't they good in the 70s?
Wes Unseld?
Weren't they good back then?
You want Wes Unseld?
Well, not Wes Unseld, but it's been a while. Yes, you're right. They've been bad for a while.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Is the number if you're not getting in here because we've got News of the Weird coming up next.
No mics. We can't have Mike. A different version of Mike in News of the Weird.
A different version of Mike.
Yeah, just another guy who wants to be Mike. It's crazy over there, man.
No, we're not making fun of veterans.
I'm not making fun of them. I want someone else to call and talk about your Japan and China.
No, well, and that's what confused me because he kept talking about Yao when he was in Japan. Nice.
He heard him.
I think he just said same thing.
It's crazy over there.
He just said same thing.
Well, you would say same thing.
No, I didn't say same thing.
I said,
he did.
I said you would.
I didn't say that. He did.
Ping pong, whatever. I remember that.
That was different. That was Chinese. That was different.
Okay. I think Mike would have won the game you guys used to play.
Was he sober when we played the game?
Male golfer, female golfer, food?
I don't know.
I don't know because
this version
maybe,
of Mike or
maybe
a different
if it
version?
Was a Japanese name. Oh, yeah. He would have.
Or he would have thought it was a Chinese name. You never know.
He did confuse me a little with the.
Yeah, but he said either
Shohei
way.
Shohei and Yao.
Either way, big time over there. The jerseys go for $200-something.
Yeah. No.
They do.
They'll be a little confused.
They go for that here, too.
You know what goes for more than $200? Your property taxes. Listen, property taxes suck. Property taxes are too high. Property taxes are killing you. Property taxes are going up. And property taxes, chances are the what the government said your property taxes are wrong. Chances are, 86% chance that it's wrong. Because Ownwell's been doing this for a while, and they win 86% of the time. That's a ridiculous number to me. And by the way, Thursday's the deadline. You have got to protest by Thursday. Are you still sitting on your hands and not protesting your property taxes? Because if you are, then you really, really need to act. You need to do it now, in case you forget. I said this last week. What if you fall into some kind of pit and you can't get out, okay? You fall into a pit, can't get out. Now, all of a sudden, your property taxes are high because you couldn't get out till Friday. Well, guess what? Don't fall into a pit and do not. Not protest your property taxes. I use a double negative there, which means you have got to protest your property taxes, and you got to do it by Thursday. So right now, go to ownwell.com, O-W-N-W-E-L-L.com. Takes 3 minutes to sign up. Start your protest today. You don't lift a finger. They do it all. Ownwell.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Spin 97.5 and 92.5. A reminder, Thursday, we're going to be at Texas Card House on Westheimer. I want you to come on by and play in their big events that are coming up. They're having a huge, huge series over there, Texas Card House, we will tell you about. And in East River 9, the PGA Championship. Now, that's weird. Weird week with the PGA Championship. And Dell not at all interested in it.
Well, I've done my part to make sure we have a great experience at East River 9. Talk to Joe to make sure there's someone there to meet us.
This time?
Yeah.
Yep.
Had the lights turned on? Maybe the TV's turned on early? I've done what I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah,
I'm excited.
I did what I can.
Yeah.
I passed along the message.
Yeah, we're trying we're trying to make sure they don't treat us like they didn't know we were coming.
televangelist, you remember Jim Baker?
I do.
Tammy Faye's husband?
I do.
He said he needs $1 million or he's going to be out on the street. Do you want to help Jim Baker by giving him $1 million or not?
Out on the street.
He'll be out on the street if he doesn't have $1 million.
Why $1 million?
I don't know why he needs that much, but he'll be out. He can't live like we can.
Oh, okay. He has a level of living that he's used to, and he can't live below it, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, what about 20K? Let's start there.
I mean, the private jet's got to cost a lot of money.
You can't rent an apartment. You need $1 million for your, overheads, I guess, is high for him. He hasn't been in the public eye for years.
He hasn't
trimmed down the expenses. What is he
up to?
No, I know.
He's getting older now.
Yeah, what's he up to? He still needs to have $1 million.
Did he do prison time, too? I'm pretty sure he can live. If you can live in prison, you can live less than a mil.
You found out
a milli.
I'm sure you found out how to cook in your cell. You think you can't live off of less than $1 million?
Yeah.
I don't buy that.
According to a recent study, the ideal number of sexual partners for a man, the magic number for guys is how many lifetime partners?
So let's give a reasonable start. Let's say you start at 17. Reasonable start, I think.
17?
Because younger, but still, I know it's happened before. Let's 17 to about 82.
That's the magic number?
I'm just spitballing. You just put this in front of me now. I don't know. I haven't done a lot of research on it. How many?
This one says 4 to 5.
Ideal?
4 or 5.
For which man?
With 2 or 3 of them being casual hookups.
Have they met men?
17 to 4. You're a little off on this one.
Who's what woman wrote this?
And for women, the magic number shrinks to 2 to 3 partners.
Well, I was going to say 1 to 2.
Yeah,
what?
Is this a Protestant?
With only 1 to 2 casual flings. Is
that the Catholic Church who wrote that?
No.
What is this?
It's
they would say less than that.
Social, psychological, and personality science. Mm. Yeah. So you're going to have to cut back.
I don't know, man. It feels like that has a certain slant that not a lot of people are going to agree with.
I'm just saying.
4 over the course of a lifetime?
You better cut back. Okay?
4 over the course of a lifetime? No, I meant 17 to 82 as far as ages, not a range of partners.
No, number of partners.
No, I meant the ages where you start having sex or where you probably stop. I didn't mean like it could be between 17 and 82 people. I'm saying.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
No, that's not what I meant. I meant you start at about 17, and maybe
How many partners should you have?
I get it, but that age range from 1782, how many partners in that age range should you have?
All right. Well, hopefully you're not before 17.
That's why I said not a creepy.
And 82, by the way.
That's why I thought
be
that
was tougher.
That's why I thought that's a perfect range of ages, not 17 people to 82. I'm gonna go. That number's low.
Low.
I'm in a lifetime.
In a lifetime.
There are married people. Like, they've been married four times and had that many partners.
Forget
about everything else. That's a ridiculous number. Let's go 12.
12 is a good number?
For some people.
For some.
I
liked your 1782.
That's not what I meant, though. That's not what I meant.
Yeah. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. Well, let's see. We'll give me another one. Apparently, a U.S. YouTuber is in custody in India after visiting a restricted island with a Diet Coke can. Do you feel like you should be imprisoned because you had a Diet Coke can? Now, in India, right, you can't kill cows. I didn't know you couldn't bring in Diet Coke.
You could have just stopped with U.S. YouTuber. Go to jail.
That's it?
Yeah, just go to jail.
24-year-old American YouTuber.
Yeah, that's enough.
Arrested.
That's enough.
Arrested.
I'm sure you did something that you shouldn't have done.
Went to an off-limits island.
Well, there it is.
In the Indian Ocean with hopes to establish contact with a reclusive tribe.
You mean the ones that
kill
you?
And he brought a Diet Coke with him.
Yeah, this is not about the Diet Coke. He was on a island he shouldn't have been on. You know, those tribes will kill you. They don't just go, oh, look, you're new. We don't know you. Welcome. They will murder you for getting close to them.
Yeah. He didn't find him. He just left the Diet Coke and a coconut as an offering for the tribe.
Yeah, like I said, 24-year-old YouTuber in a foreign country. Arrest him. Don't even have to finish the rest of the story. Those guys are all.
Oh, yeah, he'll probably spend the rest of his life in prison for leaving a Coke can.
Maybe he gets caned. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, in India, I think they do that, right? Well,
I think that was Thailand or something, or Singapore, but either way. That first sentence is an arrestable offense. You know those guys are up to no good.
Yeah, no, the YouTuber, you're right. Just arrest them now. Let's save everybody time and
money. If you're not YouTubing for your home, vlogging your cleaning habits, whatever, you are up to no good if you're out and about. Put him in jail.
All right, we're done. Mapes is back there. Going to take over for you there? Joe?
Yeah.
How about you getting up, Joe?
I'll be here tomorrow,
too. Are you blowing Paul off today?
I'm not with Paul anymore.
Oh, you're not?
Wow.
No. Oh.
Wow.
Come on, John.
No. I thought you were still, you're not doing anything with it.
No.
Nothing
anymore.
With the show anymore. Okay. No.
This man ain't learned the team.
Johnny Wood doesn't know anything anymore.
No. Learn what's going on.
I can't hear the show, so I don't know.
He just tuned
we
out.
We have an app.
He's not listening to that.
Yeah.
That would involve listening to me. He's not doing that.
I ain't doing that. As soon as this is over, I don't know if you see, I do this. Okay.
He'll go golf.
I shut down that computer.
Lance is in the middle of live read, and his video just done for. That happens all the time.
Right. But first, you got to talk about Monument.
It's already after 10. We'll just wait.
You want to wait on Monument?
Oh, we'll do it in the first segment of my actual show.
Okay.
Because it's already after 10 o'clock anyway. What's the difference?
All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Thanks to Joe George for making the show great today. We appreciate it.